A reading from the prophecy of Amos. Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. It's not the day of the Lord, darkness, not light and gloom with no brightness in it. I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals, I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand for the gospel. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look! Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Those two readings we've heard are not intended specifically for Remembrance Sunday, but the day in the church year, the third Sunday before Advent. To summarise these readings briefly, it's about being prepared for the future and to be alert in a state of readiness to meet the living God. But it's notable too, and in the context of this national time of reflection and thanksgiving for the sacrifices made by others, it's worth remembering that our everyday security and peace and protection is provided by the constant readiness of our armed forces now to protect our seas, our shores, and our skies. But going back to the readings, this responsibility of being ready and the consequences of when we are not ready comes in two forms. That first reading, the Old Testament reading, is a warning and a reminder of a corporate, national responsibility to God. Amos the prophet is issuing a warning, challenging any assumption that this day of the Lord might be something to welcome, a time when God finally triumphs. As that reading opened, "Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord, why do you want the day of the Lord?" he wrote. There was a lot of injustice in Israel, which Amos preached against and said God was displeased with. oppression, poor treatment of the poor. It seems that Amos is looking ahead to the day when Israel will be made accountable. For Amos, the day of the Lord will be darkness rather than light. Which takes us to the parable from Jesus, which is complex, but the overall point is to be prepared in order to avoid disappointment. And unlike the reading from Amos, places the responsibility fairly and squarely on the individual. It is darkness rather than light that prevents these young maidens or bridesmaids from joining the bridegroom's party. The bridegroom's party is a metaphor for the coming of the kingdom of God in its fullness, the return of Jesus. When we read this parable from Jesus, it would be easy to divide these bridesmaids simply into two groups, the wise and the foolish, the winners and the losers. We need to remind ourselves that all the bridesmaids, all 10 of them, were part of God's kingdom. All of them were invited to the wedding banquet. All had set out to meet the bridegroom. And they had all brought out lamps because of an unexpected delay, they fell asleep. When the bridegroom finally arrived and they woke up and went to trim their lamps, then 5 ran out of oil. It all seems rather harsh, doesn't it, reading this story? But let us remember Jesus was telling a story to make a point about being prepared. These young ladies that he's referring to were most likely teenage girls. Imagine if we were 14 again and invited to a party. Would we be thinking about having enough oil in the lamps, so to speak? One might imagine girls full of teenage giggles, thinking about food and drink and possibly young boys to get to know. For the young maidens in this story, the possibility of a snub was miles away from their thoughts. They went to a party full of expectation, taking their lamps with them to light the way in the dark. What went wrong was that the bridegroom's delay was so unexpected, unplanned for. The 5 who had plenty of oil refused to share, insisting that they had to go and get their own. And of course they knew that would be mission impossible. It was the middle of the night. It seems a bit snotty, uncharitable, uncaring. But perhaps the oil in this lamp is a metaphor for our own personal relationship with God and our readiness to meet God. Whether we have sufficient oil or faith in our lamp in order for our faith to shine is ultimately based on our own decision. It's our choice. And we can't buy that off anyone else. As adults, responsible adults of sound and reasonable mind, we stand before God, ourselves, with Jesus as our advocate. The 5 maidens described as being foolish did eventually get oil, but it came too late. And when the bridegroom said, "I never knew you," it was a description of their condition, that their lives were in darkness and not in light. He never said, "I never loved you." He doesn't say, "I never drew you to myself." He only says, "I never knew you," but they could not join the party. Last week I spoke about not speculating about the return of Jesus, to live life in the moment and to live with and for Christ here and now. That theme continues today. We shouldn't speculate on who has oil and who doesn't. We need to focus on our own journey, our own lamps. Look after your lamp whilst encouraging others. Keep watchful of it. And keep the oil of faith topped up, for God's world needs your light. That's what Jesus said, wasn't it? To be a light in the world for me. God's world needs your light. A light that pushes back the darkness around us. Remember the words of Jesus from John's Gospel. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen.